Good morning, everyone. We begin with the economy later today. The Labor Department will report the unemployment rate for November. Nobody expects good news. And the question of how high the unemployment rate will rise before this recession is over is one that economists are dealing with. Principal to that rising unemployment trend is the level of bankruptcies in the United States. Joining us now is Peter Morici, who's an economist and professor at the University of Maryland School of Business and a frequent guest on this program. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you again.
I was looking at the Financial Times yesterday, and they were talking about some very arcane statistic that was quite alarming and suggests something that I think is very understandable, that there are a lot of companies on the verge of bankruptcy and that a wave is likely to hit the economy and that markets are actually looking at this. And there's something called the iTrax Index, which actually tracks companies that are on the edge that could be going over the edge, and that that's something that's likely to spike in the next couple of months. Are you seeing that as well?
Well, I think that we are facing more bankruptcies, not only because the economy is slowing, but because the credit system is in such poor shape. A lot of firms are facing much higher costs for credit, and that's a cost of doing business like the price of oil or anything else. Also, some firms simply can't get lines of credit that they thought they could, and as a consequence can't pay suppliers and will have to go through Chapter 11 or some kind of reorganization because of that. When companies go through Chapter 11, we have lots of layoffs.
What's the lag time? When are we going to start seeing those? I mean, we've seen a lot of financial sector layoffs right now and some things related to maybe fuel costs and more cyclical downturns. But when we start looking at these bankruptcy layoffs, when is that going to be reflected in the numbers, do you think?
Oh, I think we'll see that in the first quarter and the second quarter of next year. And that's one of the reasons that unemployment is going to really start to move up, unfortunately, the first half of next year. Probably this quarter is going to be the worst quarter for growth. We're going to have the largest negative number. But we're going to and employment tends to lag the growth numbers, and we'll see the effect of that in bankruptcies in the first and second quarters.
Now, the bankruptcy issue is also, and you've sort of alluded to this, not unrelated to the financial issue. I was reading yesterday that a number of retailers, you know, names that are familiar but not, you know, blockbuster names, to use a blockbuster name, but that their corporate debt is held by lots and lots of hedge funds. And if these companies just default and go under, it actually, you know, takes the financial sector down with it. So, you know, companies like Guitar Center could conceivably, you know, sabotage Carlyle Group. I mean, I'm not saying that there's any real connection between those two, but I'm using it as an example. Do you see those kinds of interconnectedness?
Yeah, and I don't think that's terribly damaging, that there's the connectedness between, say, or more damaging, that there's a connectedness, say, between a Guitar Group and a Carlyle as opposed to a Guitar Group and a Citigroup. My feeling is probably less damaging if a hedge fund takes a hit or a private equity fund takes a hit than a bank, because the banks are so vital in other dimensions. One of the cleansing characteristics of this recession may be to clear out all these financial buccaneers in hedge funds and private equity firms, or at least reduce their numbers.
But Peter, I know how much bloodlust you have for them.
No,
but
it's
if
not
it's going to mean
lust,
if
it's, my I know, it's, I, it's I, damaging I, behavior.
Right, but if it means a lot of storefronts in malls in cities all across America are going to be empty.
Oh no! I understand that. What I'm saying is that if we're going to have the bankruptcies, I'd rather have it that they let down a hedge fund than they let down the Chase Manhattan Bank.
All right, I'm with you there.
Okay, but and in fact, the damage is probably more limited if it's a hedge fund, because it doesn't have the ripple effect. You know, one of the problems that we have over at Citibank right now, because they have all the problems they do, they're raising their credit card rates to ordinary consumers. At least a hedge fund can't do that.
Right.
So you don't have that rippling effect of, you know, Citigroup loves to take it out on the little guy whenever they make a mistake. They're going to balance their budget on the backs of the poor. But these bankruptcies are yet another characteristic of what is going to be a very severe recession. The last recession was not that tough. And so probably firms that would normally get cleared out didn't get cleared out. This is when capitalism does its creative destruction.
Right, right. Well, Peter Morici, thanks so very much for joining us. And if anyone bet that in this program you're going to mention Vikram Pandit, they lost their bet. They definitely lost their bet. I did it. Thank you. Thank you, Peter Morici, economist and professor at the University of Maryland School of Business.
You're just never going to give Peter a break, are you, John?
Love that guy.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.